Well, welcome everybody. Episode 30 of Playing With Perspective, the suspended animation podcast. So I'm very excited. I've managed to record 30 episodes. And in the last couple of weeks, I've recorded quite a few more. But here to join us on our 30th episode is Steve Dr. J. Jensen. Now, Steve has been on the show before, and he's always an extremely entertaining, insightful guest, and he's a master sales practitioner and trainer. And the topic of today is going to be, how should we adapt the sales process as we now need to sell online? Now, before I jump into Q&A, I'm just going to introduce Steve for everybody who doesn't know who he is. People from all around the globe have doubled and tripled their sales income as a direct result of what they've learned from Steve Jensen, the founder of Impact Training Corporation, the National Sales Academy, and My Mentor Coach. Everyone knows if you get an opportunity to learn from Steve, you seize it because his knowledge will help you learn new and update your existing selling skills, as well as pivot to becoming a successful sales professional and business operator. After all, as Steve always says, there's not a lot in business that more sales can't fix. So welcome, Steve Jensen.
Thanks, Darren. Always great to chat with you, my friend. And thanks for inviting me on.
Oh, mate, my pleasure. Now, thanks again for coming back, and especially coming back on episode number 30. So I'm very honored. And as I mentioned, today is going to be a really interesting discussion because, number one, it's always interesting with you. But I really want to get into some great content, which is the need to change slightly how we sell and the psychology of selling, being now that a lot of it's happening online. You know, something that's really important right now for everybody. So I'm really excited to get into this content. But before we jump in, maybe just tell us a little bit about you, really briefly.
Well, I'm the CEO and founder of Impact Training and the National Sales Academy, as you said. We've been operating now for, over 25 years. And from going from my other business, which we sold, I found out a lot of people didn't know how to do that thing called selling. And we like to take the ethos from go from selling to helping. And that has been the ethos from the get-go. And it started as a small consultancy. And after only a couple of years, we went global. And we started working with all types of businesses. We started in the health and fitness arena. And now we've worked with businesses, corporate, large and small, small to medium-sized businesses and some large companies. And that was all in-house training and all done for you. And just recently, over the last 12 months, we've now gone into our Sales Authority Club, which is a membership base where we've hybrided both. It's called Blended. So we do a bit of online, and then we also come together as an event. This month or this quarter, we'll actually do it as a webinar. So that hybrid has worked really well. So it's been geared for a B2C, a consumer, and entrepreneurs and small businesses as well. So we're doing both now. So that's what we do. And we're very excited. We've having people double and triple sales simply because they've got a process in place, and it keeps always being updated and changed. So it doesn't stay static.
Definitely. And that's one thing I've learned from talking to you a lot is that even if you're a sales practitioner with so many years experience, sales is a process and it's a methodology, and you have to keep adjusting it and changing it and tweaking it. You can't just say, oh, that's how we used to sell 30 years ago and it doesn't work anymore. It's a process that is forever changing.
Yeah, you're spot on. And you've hit the nail on the head when you say it's a process. Trust the process, the outcome will take place. If your process is old and broken, then you're not going to get the outcome. And a lot of people don't upgrade their skill sets, the process, or their soft skills accordingly. And right now, it's a very click word, but pivoting is really critical. And we've actually created a new model just recently to allow people to do this quickly. So we'll discuss it, I'm sure, at some stage.
Yeah, well, actually, let's get into that, because obviously, you know, behaviors change right now, as we mentioned. Everybody's doing everything online. Virtual influencing is more important than ever before. How do we stay relevant as salespeople, and what do we need to change? What do we need to learn, to tweak, to stay ahead of the game and stay effective?
We got to go, firstly, it's our mindset. And I think you touched on it earlier. We've got to have a mindset that we are willing to learn. Yep. It's to go back to school mindset. and it's really difficult for successful sales professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners, because they say, well, gee whiz, we were killing it. You know, this works. Yep. We're not saying change it, but we just need to make sure that we tilt. And I call it being agile. And the model used to be, okay, well, make sure that you get your marketing right, get out there and do all your marketing, get the leads, because you already know how to deliver your product. And then you do your sales and so forth. It's changed. And it's just changed because of circumstances. And we call the process DSM. DSM stands for delivery. D for delivery. Number one, you need to make sure that you're really clear on what your delivery is going to be like. How are you going to service your product and service? Make sure that you are clear on how you're going to deliver it, whether it's online or it's still the same. Yep. The other delivery point is, how are you going to deliver your message? Not your marketing, but how are you going to sell it? How are you going to engage somebody in the same way that you did before to be able to make sure that the person is compelled to ask for more help? In other words, buy your product or service. This is a big rock. Because in the olden days, we used to market and then do the sales. Now the marketing comes after that. So it's no good marketing to a whole lot of, let's say, new prospects or existing databases if you haven't got a really clear indication of how you're going to deliver and how you're going to sell your product. Right. It means you're going to get a whole lot of leads and be clunky and awkward, and you're going to burn your leads. And this is a real important thing that people don't get anything else other than this today. It's the DSM model is going to be around, not just for this period, but ongoing.
I love it.
D, delivery, how you're going to deliver products and your sales. Then have the sales process that combines the soft skills and hard skills, but get the process done and practice it before you start marketing, so you don't practice on your prospects.
Fantastic. And I mean, to me, that kind of just totally throws everything 360. Because in my mind, marketing, like I'm always thinking about the difference between sales and marketing. And I like to be a practitioner in both. But I always think to myself that marketing is creating the buzz, creating the sales conversations. You're saying, no, let's deliver, sell first, then market.
You've got to get the process clear. And that's where we have to go back to school, mate. We've got to go back to school and practice your delivery. How are you going to do your delivery? How are you going to give the product or service? Does it have to get people delivering it? How are you going to have your delivery? Could be online. I don't know. Everyone's product or services are different. Then we're going to say, well, I've got absolute clarity on our delivery of our product or service. How are we going to deliver our sales message? When I get an inquiry, what are we going to do?
Gotcha.
Take a telephone call. Gotcha. Well, what happens on the telephone call? Well, the prompt needs to be different. You can still talk about the same things, but the pre-framing on the phone has to be, I want to get you onto Zoom.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't drive to see you right now, and you can't drive to see me. So it has to be pre-framed. So the telephone prompt needs to be smooth in talking and pre-framing it in it. Oh, well, we'll have a quick chat about that on Zoom, and I'll give you an experience X, Y, and Z. It'll only take about 20 to 30 minutes, whatever it may be, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And we can do that in an instant, Bob, and then continue with your stuff. And then you close, not to go and see them or send them something. You say, well, you're on your computer now. Are you next to your computer now on the phone? Well, I'll send you a link now. Let's have a quick chat. So you can actually shorten the sales cycle quite dramatically by having your phone prompt and know what to say to get them online. Remember, you've only got 3 days to get the person engaged.
Yep.
So we've got to get them on there quickly, which means they could actually go in straight away. So don't be in your pajamas and your hair all over the shop. Be ready to take the inquiry. And then when you get them online, what have you got prepared? Now, this is where it comes where, as I said, the DSM. Do you have the things prepared? Do you have your PowerPoints preloaded? Do you have your journey preloaded? Do you have your needs analysis, which you might send them prior to that as a small 90-second Google Docs form, so you've got a prequel done? These are things that we can go into a little bit of depth later, but this is how things have changed quite significantly. It'll shorten the sales cycle, but let me just tell your listeners. One of the big challenges with online selling is it's unforgiving.
Wow.
if you muck it up and you're clunking over here and dopping over here and say, oh, let me just grab this for you and jump over there, and it becomes so unprofessional, you might get away with it for the next 2 or 3 weeks because it's cute. But if it's not, if you're not ready, you're going to lose opportunities. And that's why it's really important to do DSM, then do your marketing, and then do what you practiced. And when you learn how to do that sales stuff, you've got to practice it. And I'm going to say to everybody, PDR is critical right now, not next week, now. So whatever they learn on how to do their sales process, they've got to practice it before they start marketing, because you're not going to get a second chance.
Gotcha. Wow. So can you walk us through a scenario that would help everybody break this down in their mind of how to actually implement DSM?
Okay. Once the delivery modality is clear and everyone's product or service needs to be, you're going to do a bit of a deep dive with your team members or with some people to deliver your product or service. Once that's clear, when you go into the sales modality here, there are a number of things you've got to get clear. Number one, you've got to get your equipment right.
Yep.
Camera. What sort of camera are you going to use? You can use your phone if you like, but make sure that it's positioned correctly. What's your lighting going to be like?
Yep.
Where do you look when you talk to somebody?
That's right.
As we spoke earlier, look at the camera. But what most people do, they look at the image like we're all taught. So now I look like I'm a little cross-eyed, don't I? You've got to look at the camera.
Yep.
So once you actually have practiced that a little bit and you've got comfortable with your audio, the audio is really important.
Yep.
Make sure that you have good audio and that your room doesn't echo and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
And make sure you're positioned in the middle if you want to be.
Yep.
A little bit of stuff over the top. Do not look down. All the positioning stuff, that needs to be practiced. That's number one. Have the right equipment. Number two, once you've actually practiced that and you know how to do that, you now need to make sure that you have your telephone stuff sorted out and what they're going to do. So this is something that you could write down. So get your trusty pen out.
Yep.
It's called the what's next mentality.
I love it. The what's next mentality. All right.
So when I'm on the phone, what's next? I want them on a Zoom.
Right.
So I've got to pre-frame that during the call.
Yeah.
And then what's next? I have to have my stuff ready on Zoom. So if I'm going to talk to Darren, I've got to have my stuff preloaded. So this is where the practice comes first. So when they come on Zoom, you build rapport, don't you?
Yep, sure.
Same thing. Look at them in the eye, because they'll see you eyeball to eyeball. Even though you're just watching peripherally, that's fine.
Yep.
Commonality times two, as we did before, still do it. Now, once you've actually got your talking head going and everything's fine and you've relaxed a little bit, you now got to find out. Now, you might have sent them a little needs analysis beforehand. So you might say, Steve, before you pop on, it's 90 seconds, fill it in for me so we've got something to talk about. So you might send them a Google Docs with a few questions.
Like it.
If you don't want to do that, that's fine. You could have your needs analysis here. Now, when you've got something next to you, tell them you've got it next to them. Otherwise, you keep doing this and they say, what are you doing? I've just got to write a few things down as we go. Is that all right, Steve? Ask permission. Now, when you start doing this, it doesn't look silly.
Yep.
So when you're talking to me, I do this, and I'm going to write a few things down. Is that all right, Darren?
Gotcha.
Okay. And then I do this, and you'll keep talking away, and you keep looking back at the camera.
Yep.
That's another skill you need to practice. Your needs analysis, the third step of selling after you've got that rapport, keeping the eye contact, getting permission.
Yep.
It needs to be succinct. Now, if you can get a little Google Docs completed beforehand, remember those questions are called leader questions. It's the questions you ask about their answers, which is the skill. So when you ask them the questions, remember this memory we've got is not that fast. You've got to tell them, you've got to write things down. Have a compelling argument online.
Yep.
And have the ability to have some questions pre-done on a PowerPoint. So you've got to preload your PowerPoint.
True.
So say, let me just share my screen. And when you go and share your screen, it'll have some questions that you can ask from there. So you're not having to do this all the time. And when they answer the questions, stop screen share, come back and talk to them. Yes. Now, a big mistake is they've got little Darren or little Steve in the corner there, and they're looking at a blank screen. They can't see you.
That's big right.
Problem. No connection.
Yep.
In other words, ask questions and shut up. Let them talk.
Yep.
And on a Zoom, sometimes people get a little bit nervous. So you've got to practice that. that needs analysis 80 to 90% of the sale. Wow. Now, once you've done that, you need to have also preloaded proofing protocols. In other words, if you're in your needs analysis, you can say, hey, let me just show you something quickly, which I'll show you later. Share the screen, show them some proof.
Gotcha.
Visual and auditory. On and off screen, it's called. Now, once that's done and you find a compelling argument, you need to reduce objections before you go into your explanation or demonstration, which is a big rock, and I'll go through that in a moment. Once that's done, you're now going to recap what you've spoken about. A lot of people don't do this. Say, let me just recap a few things down that you just spoke about. Get your little piece of paper out, and this is the problem, and da-da-da, and this is this, correct? And as I said, we can fix it, and we're the only guys to do it. I'm going to prove that to you now. You now take them back onto the screen, and what you might want to do is turn the video of yourself off in the top little corner and now present your solution. Now, in this solution, we call it milestoning. Right. Not in the dictionary, something that we've created. Milestoning is actually after you've shown them what you have, you're then going to show them how they can use it. What are the stages? So it becomes clear, so there's no surprises. Sometimes we talk too much. So when you do your explanation demonstration, which is really the end of the sale, it has to be a solution. Not a product. Remember, they don't buy a product. They buy the feeling that product is going to
be. Absolutely. Yep.
Now, milestoning takes away the fear so they understand what's going to take place. Once you've milestoned it generically, you then need to tailor it. So the next stage is called a journey model. Again, on screen. And as you go through it, after you finish with it, you come back off screen and talk about it.
Gotcha.
But once you've actually concluded that, you're going to test the temperature. It's called transition. Is there anything you're looking for that we didn't have or discuss to fix that major, whatever it is?
Yep.
Number one. Number two. Oh, are you comfortable about doing this and how we get this to you quickly or how you would do this or X, Y, and Z? Is it convenient for you? Double whammy. They say yes. You're excited about it? Yes, you've just qualified. Other than the investments, which I'm going to run through with you in a moment, are there any other questions? And you shake your head.
I love it. I love it.
And they go, no. Terrific. So would you like me to show you how to fix the problem? Not how to get started?
Yep.
They go, please. Back off big screen, onto your price presentation. Now, this is called a tariff close.
Right.
Now, it could be asking for the money straight away, or it's the what's next. You'd like me to fill in an application to go through X, Y, Z. Whatever is next, you're now going to show them where the decision needs to be made.
Yep.
So you need to have that really clearly set out, not a ton of text and so forth. That comes out of your mouth. It's the figures and things that need to do. So that needs to be well drilled. Wow. Now, in the meantime, you've qualified the person. You've scrolled through what's appropriate. If you have different types of products or services, you'll then bring that up on your PowerPoint, share the screen, off you go. And then once they've made a decision, well, hopefully if you've done everything right, they're ready to go. How do we ask them for the what's next? So it could be to fill in an application. It could be to pay you. Now, how have you set that up?
That's true.
Now, the problem here is that sometimes they'll come up with an objection. It's because one big thing has been missed out before you go into the price presentation. And that's called proofing.
Right.
We go into pricing, do the close, and they'll go, got to think about it, get back to you. And online, it is unforgiving because you can't go back.
Yep.
So that's now changed. So if you go through your timeline and then you tailor it, you need to have, and this is really important, please write this down, everyone. You need to have at least one or two proofings to say what you said is true. In other words, a testimonial. Better still, a video that's been preloaded into your PowerPoint with someone talking about their problem, what they wanted, what they got, and how satisfied they have been with you.
Beautiful.
At least one video. Just get it on YouTube or put it into your PowerPoint and go for gold. Maybe one written testimonial or some pictures or whatever. There needs to be something visual, not just a sea of text.
Gotcha.
Now, if you've done the proofing and you do your pricing, there's going to be no objection because you've actually proven what you've said is true. Now, this has to be preloaded before you get onto your present in your sales model. So it's a little bit of skill where you're going on and off screen, having the things prepared on your PowerPoint. And I say PowerPoint, there's lots of other things you can do it on, but let's just keep it simple.
Yep.
And then now What are we going to do? What's next? Now, I believe the chat box close is the best one to use. The way you do that is you get your URL on how they will pay or what's next. You pop it into the chat box and teach them about the chat box and get them to copy it into a URL.
Yep.
Get them to share the screen and you talk them through filling in the form. Push the button, boom. Or push the button for the next appointment or push the thing that they're going to get the download for the form to fill in. And you can help them fill it in, unless it's a mountain of paperwork.
Right.
Get them to share their screen so you can watch them do it. Immediacy is critical. Now, look, lots of products or service takes a lots of what's next. But if it's an immediate product or service that they could buy, then ask them on the spot, because that's the best time if you've done a good job and haven't rushed through your presentation. So having a chat box close, they just copy it through and push the button and put the details in, it's good to go. Then you just tell them what's next. And that's, in a nutshell, how things have changed. It's similar things, but we've just got to use some of the technology processes which needs practice. Now, everything I've just said obviously can't be learnt in 10 minutes.
No way.
All those sections have to have practice, drill, rehearse. And it sounds easy, and it is, but the motor neuron, the neural pathway doesn't exist. You can understand it, but unless you've done it, you can't expect to have fluidity and no awkwardness in your presentation.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going giddy just thinking about setting up all these PowerPoints and sharing this screen and clicking on that button and removing the video and clicking on the chat box and getting another, loading up another video. And oh my God.
So if you've preloaded it, it's in your PowerPoint already. It's all done. You've actually put the PowerPoint in there. You make sure it's automatic.
Yep.
Easy peasy. It's done. The video has been completed. You've got the testimonial. You could have a picture of the person, click. It could be selling a house. It could be a lots of lovely pictures or a little video of the house. I mean, I watched the yearling sales the other day. I don't buy horses, and I wanted to know how they were going to sell their horses of $1 million or whatever.
Yeah.
It was absolutely outstanding. The people came on. They talked about their stuff. Then the pictures came on of the horses running and how beautiful they were. And then they went to auction. And they had the picture of the horse and the video running as they were doing the auction, so they could still see it. It was absolutely seamless, but I can assure you it would have taken a bit of practice. Guys, this is not difficult, but I do recommend that you get your tool ready, qualification tool, your phone prompt, practice that.
Yeah.
Then you go say, right, what are we going to do? How are we qualifying? Practice that. Now do our explanation demonstration, get it in your PowerPoint, have it preloaded. You only have to do it once. Practice it. Get your URL, put it on a Word document, cut and paste, put it into a chat box, practice it. Now, that's just four practices, and we just do it with repetition until you're absolutely sick of it, and then you can do it in your sleep.
Okay.
So you're spot on, mate, but it doesn't take long to do as long as you do the practice. It's like anything. You've got a good foundation, you build on it. But if you have a dodgy foundation and leave some bits out, you will be, first of all, not competent, which means you will have low confidence.
True.
Which equals awkwardness.
Yep.
And that means that your person will not feel confident in buying a product or service, which is really critical. As I said, it's unforgiving if you muck it up.
And that's so true. It just came to me when you said that, that even though we're in a way speaking face to face, there's still something in between us. There's a filter between us subconsciously. We know that. So we've got to be even better at delivering and influencing and exuding our confidence to make the other person confident enough to say to buy now, because it's too easy to, you know, make an excuse and run away.
It's true. And fluidness in your presentation, being able to listen.
Yep.
Remember, when the person talks, shut up. Now, the way to stop the person from talking is shift a little bit and go, make a noise. And then you go in and you move. And they can see you move. Now I'm still looking at the camera, aren't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I can see you.
Yeah.
And you're talking away. Da 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 da. And then you go in.
Love
just
it.
Shift.
Love it. You're just trying to break, breaking the momentum, breaking the connection a little to give you some room.
These are things you need to practice.
Yep.
Now, the soft skills are equally as important as the hard skills, but let's get the process sorted first. Trust the process, the outcome will take place. And then when you do the practice, your PDR, we call it, you then have the confidence to be able to a little bit, ad lib a little bit.
Yep.
And that's when it becomes fluid. By the way, guys, in 6 weeks' time, when you've done the practice and all the other bits and pieces and you put it into practice, do not practice on your clients or prospects. Or if you've done a little bit of practice, you'll find that you'll start to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's always the new stuff that's scary.
Yeah. And it almost can be more efficient because now we don't have to drive the car. We don't have to sit in traffic. We don't have to look for parking. You know, this is so fluid and so efficient. We have meeting after meeting, bang, bang, bang. Everything is preloaded already. So once you've preloaded for the day, you've got the whole template ready to go for 10 sales calls. So if you execute well, this can be an extremely efficient way to sell.
You just hit the, you said the right words, as you always do, Darren, execute. Now, there are 5 steps of learning. Impact, fancy that. Impact, that means learning the new stuff. Next one's repetition. Repetition's the mother of learning and skill. 6 times to get 62% retention. So once is never enough, as you heard me say a million times. Yep. Then you've got utilization, doing it. Repetition, now utilizing it, then implementing it into your model, and then going back to basics at least twice a year. In other words, resharpening the axe and upgrading your sales cycle. And that's at least every 6 months, not every 3 years.
Incredible. That's how quickly things change.
Yeah.
The subtleties.
Called pivoting, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And now this, obviously, you know, it's going to take a bit of practice. And as you say, it's just practice and confidence. But is it expensive? What are we in terms of cost to upgrade these little features and set up this and that? Can we do this quite cost effectively or is it?
Yes, it is. It's look, to buy the equipment, firstly, for your delivery, it's not expensive. At this day and age, the digitization of lots of things are quite inexpensive. I've got a number of different types of cameras. I don't use the camera on my computer, for instance.
Right.
Yep. I find it's a low grade, too wide angled lens. So I actually just use a Logitech and I actually got a PTZ Pro 2, which allows me to zoom in and out and follow me around if I want to. Now it costs, what, $300. But you can actually buy a Logitech high definition one for about $139. And it actually comes with a speaker or a microphone.
Yep.
The other thing I would suggest that they do invest in a microphone that's of a better quality of just than the one on the computer.
Yep.
If you don't need to talk to them, which is not in a sale, if it's just a video, you could actually have a lapel mic stuck it into your computer. That's usually a lot better than what's on the computer. Yep. Now, that's a small investment. Now, you might want to get a tripod, and all of those things are very easily accessible on a thing called Wish. It's an app that you can go onto and you can just order it online. It's very inexpensive. You go straight to the manufacturers. There's the postage is anywhere between $5 to $15.
Yep.
And it arrives within 5 days. And that's an easy way to get the equipment. And then you've got something to practice on.
Yep.
Now, as far as the other things are concerned, well, you've got PowerPoint, that's all good to go. YouTube is for free. I would suggest they use ScreenFlow for a Mac if they'd like to do editing and stuff like that. And I think they should speak to you because you're the expert in all the videoing and so forth. But getting those video testimonials is a little bit of time, but not expensive. And then after that, the other expense or investment would be in getting some training to be able to do that. And, you know, if they work with us, I mean, it's inexpensive and it's has a lot of accountability and other things that go with it. So it's not expensive. And the investment you make now is going to predict your future. I'll say it again because I'm really passionate about this, guys. I've been through 6 recessions. A couple overseas, a few over here.
Wow.
And the people that actually do something while they got the downtime when things are a little bit less, let's say, fruitful, they never last forever. And it's the one that actually get ready now when we start having the boom. And after every recession, there is an upsurge, isn't there? They're able to make hay. It's the ones that say, oh, we're about to get ready to go again. All of a sudden, they're not prepared. And I know for a fact that what you do now is going to predict your future. So right now we're in lockdown and all the other bits and pieces, and I get it. Sometimes we're going a bit stir crazy, but if you had this stuff to learn and actually had someone to practice with, and another thing, please don't do this on your own. Please ask for experts. Get someone like Darren to help you with your podcasts and your photography, getting good photographs and so forth, understanding the technology. Don't do the sales processes by yourself, or whether you work with us or someone else, it doesn't matter. As long as you're getting training to do it and being held accountable, don't have an accountability buddy. In other words, check in, practice with somebody. Don't think that, oh, I know what to do, and then practice on your clients. Yeah. Having a small investment now is going to give you the reward later. It's like, you know, we've all seen the bamboo, haven't we? It's been put there, you know, what's it, 5-7 years, and all of a sudden it grows overnight. Yep. I can predict if it's any type of historical stuff, that's what's going to happen. So it's not a high cost, but the returns are quite significant. So it's a really valid thing to ask.
And it's a really good point, actually, because it's also making me think that now that we're changing our behavior and we're getting used to this way of working, when things bounce back, I think this way of working will stay. So this is actually an investment in your long-term strategy. It's not just an interim change of focus. This is a long-term strategy.
Absolutely. It'll be, sure, you'll go back to some things, but the new normal is now, guys.
Yep.
We're just going to go back to normal. No, it's not going to ever be normal like we used to know. But guess what? The opportunities are everywhere, but some people don't want to see them. That's why you can't do it alone.
That's right.
Get help.
Absolutely. And I might also add, just to add what Steve was mentioning before about technology, is that one thing that's really useful is a little ring light. Something like that I put in front of me. So if I take the light away, lights off, lights on. It can really make a huge difference just to light up the foreground, and it makes it easier to present and sit and make sure people see you properly as well.
Absolutely correct. And we actually did a role play fun play in the Sales Authority Club just the other day on exactly that point. And we got everybody, there's a little hack that I learned from someone the other day. If you want to find out where the best light is, get your little happy phone out,
Burst
it, and go around the house to find out where the light is in front of you, not behind you, not from the side. So, for instance, there's a little bit of no shadow on this side. There's a little bit of shadow. I've got some natural light coming on this side.
Yep.
But I've got four big lights and one in front of me. Nothing behind me. What Darren just showed you, spot on. So you put your little phone in front of you and walk around and see where the thing is. You go, that's where I should put my stuff, where the light is in front. Exactly. See, that's a small thing, makes a massive difference. So you're spot on the money, mate. And those are little circular lamps you can buy on Wish as well.
I think they're about very, very cost effective. And I do a lot of Zooming and a lot of virtual meetings, and 90% of the people are dark and the background's lit, and it looks terrible.
And the other thing that you know, and you do it brilliantly, mate. I mean, you're the master at this, but it's that the camera angle is wrong. You got the camera angle down here, so they're looking up their nose.
That's right.
It's too high. It's got to be at eye length.
That's right.
And it's unforgiving when we muck it up. But we'll and get
even,
away with
even
it.
Even how far you sit away from or close to the camera makes a difference, because it either accentuates or diminishes.
Yeah, it makes your nose look really big if you get
as well. Close. There's so many little nuances in delivering messages virtually. And so that's what we're talking about today.
That's why it's DSM, delivery first.
Yep.
Get that sorted out. We actually just did a session. And as I said, just in part of that delivery. And then once that's done, that's the sales delivery. So you're spot on by bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic, mate. I love it. So it's really just a slight change in focus. We have to practice, and we have to do a little bit low cost investment in the future to make sure that we can execute professionally and confidently. That's pretty much it.
And the word is investment.
Yep.
You're going to get an ROI, because we're talking about helping people buy your product or service. So you get an ROI on that investment. It's don't invest and can't expect the best.
Awesome. Absolutely. And before we wrap up, I want to just throw one more question at you. And something that's really important, I think, is to say, even though we're slightly tweaking and changing, what must we hold on to in terms of the traditional sales method? What should we make sure that what's timeless that doesn't change?
what is timeless is firstly, have a process.
Yep.
You must have a process. Number two, have your KPIs. You've got to measure. You've got to measure your call to contact. That doesn't change. You've still got a budget. You've got to still have the activities you're doing, whether they've changed the activities, the way we do the activities has changed.
That's right.
We've still got to measure the result. So not just the number of sales or the amount of money, which is a lot of people do, but it's the measuring the activities.
Yep.
So having that budget and measuring your skill sets. And the last thing that hasn't changed, and it's absolutely mandatory, is having that authenticity to be able to be comfortable to create that commonality before we get into any type of dialogue about a product or service. Guys, spend the time to connect with the person. That does not change and never will.
Gotcha.
So those three things, and people, by the way, people say, oh, you got to build rapport. Yeah, I get it. But it's not build rapport, it's do rapport, and having that ability to have a smile on your dial when you're talking to people, sometimes you get a bit serious. And for yourself, it's sometimes online, it's more difficult. So there are three things. Process, clean it up, make sure you got your KPIs, make sure that just five or six is maximum. And then making sure that you have that ability to connect with human being before you get into product or service, because people don't want to do business with people that are just a salesperson. And by the way, have something in there that proves you're an expert. Yeah.
Right. Perfect. And one thing that just came to mind is, I mean, it's probably a little, we're tempted in a way when we sell this way to almost be sometimes too aggressive or too pushy, because we can be, because we can, it's more real time. So I suppose something to think about would be just to make sure that you, as you say, do rapport and feel the temperature. Don't push when you don't over push.
Yeah.
You know, just feel it as you go. And, you know, you can always get someone on another Zoom call in an hour or tomorrow morning if you really have to. You don't have to sell it all in one shot.
Look, some businesses, some products are not a gestation period straight away, which means there's a what's next has to be a little bit of paperwork. But let me just, it's a good point you're bringing up, and I'll just reiterate this. We call it permissioning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a take a breath and just confirm that everything's been okay and recap what you've spoken about. Recapping is something that we should do belly to belly as well as online. Don't go straight to the next part. You've just got to confirm and get permission to move forward. It's called permissioning.
Yep.
And if you haven't got a compelling argument and go to your price presentation, I'll guarantee you right now, you're not going to get someone buying.
Absolutely.
That's why you have to do a good job in qualification, and that takes a bit of practice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, Steve, that was absolutely fascinating, as always. I've learned a hell of a lot, given me a lot to think about. And I really just love that the sales process is still the same, but the execution is slightly has to be tweaked, and you have to make sure that you deliver the right way and invest to make sure that you do that. So I think that's really, really great advice. And I thought, just before we finish up, how can people contact you if they want to really tweak their sales process in this new world?
Well, a couple of ways. It's pretty easy. They can go to impact-training.net or nationalsalesacademy.com.au. Click on a sales growth plan, fill out a little thing there, and I'll go through a deep dive with them and give them some strategies. Or they could just email me at impacttraining@bigpond.com. That will go straight to me, not with the other through all the other filters.
Fantastic.
Or the third way, if they want to go onto our Facebook and just register for our free Sales Success Club. I do training on there every Saturday morning, and other little bits go in there. So they'll be able to, there's lots of videos and tools they can download in the Sales Success Club. So either Impact Training, impact-training.net for a sales growth plan. Same on the National Sales Academy. And we can have a chin wag. Okay.
Fantastic. And just for everybody's benefit out there, I belong to the sales. So I'm a member of the sales. What is it? The Sales
Success Club.
Success Club on Facebook. And I've done a lot of Steve's virtual trainings, and they're absolutely fantastic. And he brings together loads of other experts as well. And a lot of them are free. So it's well worth joining, because Steve and his team are a fantastic resource. So, Steve, thank you again.
That's my pleasure, mate. It's always great talking. You always ask great questions, mate.
I've learned from the master.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anyone can learn podcasting, it's you, my friend. So thanks so much, mate. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Steve. And again, thanks again for coming in. That was our 30th show. So very proud of that. And we're going to be back probably tomorrow or Thursday for another one. But in the meantime, everybody have a great evening and we'll see you next time. Thanks again.
Bye for now.